Well, Minneapolis Fed President Neel Kashkari said he was actually happy to see how Chair Jay Powell's Jackson Hole speech was received by markets. Of course, markets received that speech by selling off pretty heavily on Friday afternoon. Joining us to discuss now, we have Jonathan Levin, Bloomberg's market columnist. So, Kashkari happy that he saw global shares fall? It does sound brutal, but does he have a point when it comes to markets doubting the Fed's commitment?
Yeah, good to be with you, Paul. What I thought was interesting about this is just, you know, to see a central banker actually saying the quiet part out loud. You know, I think that in reality, this is just how monetary policy works. And we all kind of understand this. This is where this don't fight the Fed mantra comes from. And central bankers talk a lot about the importance of financial conditions. It's essentially a euphemism for we need to raise borrowing costs and make you feel poorer in order to rein in inflation. It's just rare to see an active central banker say so as bluntly as Kashkari did in this interview with Odlots.
Is this something that we want to hear? Do we want, you know, 12 people in a room telling our markets what they should be doing? I know that sounds, you know, like it's criticizing him, but you often don't hear Fed officials talking actively about the level of the dollar or the level of markets and that.
Yeah, I think it sort of just reflects where we are, at least in U.S. markets, right? So over the summer, coming off of the July lows, there was this sort of, I've called it sort of a vapid summer rally that wasn't really based on much of anything, but a lack of real fundamental news. And that summer rally ended up achieving the opposite of what the Fed is trying to do, right? It loosened up It loosened up financial conditions a little bit. We're going to see if that has any consequences, actual inflation numbers going forward. But as Jay Powell, the Fed's chair, made clear in Jackson Hole on Friday, you know, they are committed to this fight. And I think that Jay Powell's message, in a slightly more opaque fashion than what Kashkari just told us, you know, Jay Powell was coming out guns a-blazing and saying, listen, we're doing this, we're serious about this. And I think that he chose that format specifically because he perceived that markets weren't getting the picture.
Yeah, the famous saying is don't fight the Fed, but to some degree, did the Fed bring this upon itself? Because we've seen in the past a reaction to taper tantrums. More recently, the Fed called inflation transitory. The market doubted that. The market was proven right. So can we park some of the blame for this at the Fed's door?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is a different Fed, but longtime Fed watchers grew up sort of reading the tea leaves. This, you know, for a long time, this was one of the most opaque institutions in the world, one of the most opaque and one of the most powerful. And a lot of people earned a living just, you know, trying to read the tea leaves. And it's kind of shocking, maybe even hard to understand that with this particular Fed, at least in my humble opinion, there are no tea leaves to read. They're sort of telling it as it is. And it has taken the market some adjusting to say, hey, maybe they aren't playing three-dimensional chess. Maybe they're just telling us what they're going to do and we should listen.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely get that. And, you know, just trying to explain more of the thinking behind the first question is that, you know, there's millions of decisions distilled down into what markets are doing. If the market thinks that companies can handle one cost input, interest rates are one cost input, right? If companies can handle that and their earnings are not, let's say, hit hard, then who's to say that the market at any given time is right or wrong? The market is what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, obviously, an element of this is PEs, and an element of this, at least in the stock market, is what people's earnings expectations are going to be. You know, I've been of the opinion that PEs were a little rich for an interest rate environment that looks like this. Anyway, but the broader picture is that there is significant earnings risk going forward. I don't think that earnings risk is going to manifest itself right away. I think a lot of people took heart in the fact that the latest quarter's numbers out of the U.S. were actually fairly strong. You might call them resilient or whatever, but this is a process that takes time. People typically talk about a monetary policy lag of 18 to 24 months for the Fed's sort of wrecking ball to do its thing, if you will. And there's significant risk there. What is happening now in U.S. markets is that the job market remains strong. People are starting to spend down those pandemic savings. They're starting to turn to the credit cards and so forth. And that, that creates a bit of a runway for consumption in the U.S. And that being the case, it could really take, several quarters well into 2023 until we can really assess the earnings situation and say the Fed did its thing and it didn't do too much damage.
Yeah, it shapes up as a really interesting next 6 months for sure. Jonathan, thanks very much for being with us. Jonathan Levin is Bloomberg market columnist.